be nice to have a short podcast in preparation of the TSI meeting, the biggest event in the Sulphur calendar, which will be held on the 24th to 26th of April in Dublin in Ireland. So I thought it'd be a nice idea for me, the previous editor of Sulphur, Julia Meehan, and our new editor, Mark Victory, to have a little compare and contrast, to talk a little bit about and explore where we were this time last year leading up to the event and where we are now. So I remember last year continuously talking about how the sulphur market was in the doldrums. You know, we didn't see as much demand coming from China. Prices were under pressure. Inventories were about 1.5 million tonnes. Prices actually were considerably lower for in the Middle East this time last year. We were around $60 to $85 a tonne out of the AG. Sulphur was about $85 to $96. But what was interesting was the DAP prices. And this time last year, we were seeing so much new capacity coming on stream, and this really did play a part in continuing to keep the pressure on sulphur. Now, I'm not sure if that's all gone away. I think it's still part of the problem, but there were some big key interesting developments and discussion points last year. One was with Kashkan becoming on stream, and I believe that's still going to be a talking point, Mark, in Dublin. Also the expansions at Jorf, again that's continuing, and yeah, just in general what's going to happen with crude. So I think it's going to be a really interesting meeting. There's going to be lots to talk about. I think what struck me for the meeting in 2017 versus 2016, I think a lot of the things we spoke about last year will be still very much on the table during the discussions at the end of the month in Dublin. So Mark, any thoughts about that? I mean, what sort of feeling are you getting from the market at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with what you've just said. And it's interesting to hear you talk about how much lower the Middle East prices were this time last year, because although we've seen some increases recently because of some localised tight supply, we are seeing downward pressure again at the moment with China prices in particular coming off amid weak demand. But not only that, if you take the year as a whole last year, if you look at the posted prices from Tasweek, Saudi Aramco and ADNOC, the average posted price across 2016 was $86.15 compared to about $146.14 in 2015. So we saw a big fall in that average posted price last year. But if you look at 2017 to date, it's about $89.44. So it's not actually that far away from the average across the year last year. And as you mentioned, you know, you've got the Kashkan project still due to come online, still speculation on whether it's going to come up, what will happen when it when and if it does, Barzan and all the other extra capacity due to go on. So there's still those pressures. So we could even see that come down a bit, you know, especially in the immediate term when you've just had the Russian rivers navigation reopen earlier than you usually would. So I think there's an awful lot of downward pressure across the global markets at the moment, which I'm imagining will probably be one of the key discussion
points. Yeah, I think there's going to be lots of ZANs discussed, Barzan, Kashkan. Something else that was interesting for us recently, and it's always been a discussion point, and I just think people haven't taken it particularly serious over the years, but is the new conglomerate we have in China. So, you know, they've bought their first cargo, the consortium, and again, I think that could be another interesting point of discussion during the symposium.
And they've also done their supply agreement with Petrosol over in Canada.
Yeah, of course.
And that looks like it's just a supply agreement rather than going to be freely negotiated contracts. But the interesting news is certainly gearing up.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because it's been talked about ever since I moved into fertilisers. And as I say, people sort of just disregarded it, said, oh, it will never happen. We hear it all the time. And of course, now the three of the four majors phosphate producers have gone and done it. I don't know if it will actually change the dynamics of the market so much, or, you know, will enhance their purchasing power. But still, you know, it's happened now. So you wonder whether others will join the consortium, or this trend could continue elsewhere.
And that first cargo was really interesting as well from the price point of view, because it was more or less at parity with where we were seeing prices in general. So yeah, there didn't seem to be any extra discount for the fact that it was this large consortium. So that buying power, if it will come, doesn't seem to have translated through yet.
Well, I think also, just looking back on last year, I guess many people, particularly those that were coming from far and wide, had just landed to, returned home to the news of the wildfires in Canada. And of course that had an impact, probably not towards the, really more towards the end of last year. So I think another interesting discussion point would be Trump and his lack of concern for the environment. But I guess in some respects that's going to be good for the market in terms of new pipelines, etc. So, but anyway, I'm sure it would be a really interesting event. It looks like it's going to be very well attended internationally, and there's going to be lots to talk about. So let's hope you have some really stimulating and good discussions, Mark, over a few pints of the black stuff.
Absolutely, looking forward to that.